Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have fishing reports from Levi down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we talk summer fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Matt Leahy, and lastly, we talk summer trolling patterns with Walleye Tournament Pro Chase Parsons. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news. Hayward Power Sports is your new Shore Station Dock System dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake, home, or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and we're talking to Levi Potter in here. And Levi, good to have you on the show. You were on here once before, but you haven't been on for a while.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, a lot of people over the holidays coming in here, and they seem pretty busy around here. I know a lot of people out there fishing, and a lot of people want to go after walleyes when they come up north, but that's been a little slow.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys targeting them and a lot of guys buying bait for them. But yeah, a lot of guys saying it's been slow, but also a lot of guys that have been catching them.
Well, you know, when you get in the summer like this, sometimes you're better off to start trying to troll for them or take active approaches, because they got so much to eat out there right now. The bite window is really short. You're better off trying to get a responsive strike.
Yeah, we've been seeing more guys having luck on crawler harnesses and stuff like that. But there's still a lot of guys catching them on slip bobbers and leeches also.
Well, you know, that usually comes down to that little sweet spot, that half an hour just before dark when that happens. Panfish, that's been pretty good, but the crappies are really in the weeds, and on some lakes like the Chippewa Flowage, with being a little bit low right now, the weeds are at the top, really hard to fish.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot of guys struggling to catch them. A lot of guys wondering how to catch them, but we haven't been hearing how guys are catching them either.
Yeah, I've been getting some, especially, you know, later in the day, and depends on the lake you're on the flowage. We got to fight the weeds to do it, because they're in the weeds yet. They haven't moved deep. I expect that's going to happen pretty soon here. Bluegill's about the same thing. Northern pike, though, that's been really good just about everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of guys been catching them and really throwing just about anything top water. Spinner baits, anything like that.
You know, we lost one the other day. I got shredded by a pretty big muskie, and it was a pretty big pike. But we've been getting some nice pike, and a lot of them little ones on some of the lakes. I know that there are some lakes they really want you to take some of them out on.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot of guys catching smaller ones. Haven't had any reports of anyone catching anything over 35 inches, you know. But
Yeah, no, and that's here, too. I mean, we're getting them up in the high 20s, and there's lots of them out there, but a lot of them 12, 13, 14, 15 inchers out there, too.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah.
Seems like they have a good year for a cut last year for reproduction. Muskie fishing has been a little slow. I mean, a lot of mid-30-inch fish, not hearing much on a lot of action even.
Yeah, we haven't been hearing really anything on muskie fishing. A lot of guys been really struggling and really looking for different baits to throw because they've been getting a lot of follows, but not a lot of bites.
You bet. Well, you know, and I notice in the evenings and stuff, it seems to be better, and there's certain days seem better. Bass fishing, too, has been pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of guys been catching them on top water and stuff up in the thick weeds.
You bet. And the smallmouth, that most of them have moved out now in 18, 20 feet of water, and, you know, there's a lot of different presentations that work for them out there.
Yeah, yep, a lot of guys been catching them drop shot, and that's what most guys been catching.
I know you guys are pretty well equipped down here shop. You got just about everything that anybody might need. I noticed you get a lot of, it seems like you keep coming up with new plastics all the time for bass, and you got a couple of aisles of that.
Yeah, we've got a lot in here, that's for sure.
You know, and fishing that plastics is kind of a versatile thing. You can fish it a lot of different ways. I mean, you have a wide variety of different hooks for different presentations here. One that I found was kind of interesting a couple of years ago, I picked up on it, was a thing called a Tokyo rig. And if you get in these really heavy milfoil beds, that thing really punches through it.
Yeah, that's been one of the more popular ones recently, too. Guys have been really using that, and it's definitely gaining popularity, and a lot of anglers using it.
Yeah, you know, it goes right straight through. That milfoil gets down where you want to be underneath the weeds. And sometimes you got to get right in that stuff to catch a fish. You guys are also pretty much geared up for, I guess, guys want to start thinking about preparing for fall for hunting seasons, too, like bow hunting especially.
Yeah, we've got plenty of crossbows and bows sitting around here, too, and broadheads, arrows, anything you could ever need for it.
And always somebody around here to talk fishing with. I know you guys got a selection of maps here, and most everybody here fishes.
Yeah. I think everybody here does fish, so.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks a lot for talking to us here, Levi.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we've got a very interesting interview with fishing guide Matt Leahy, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lund fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunds, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro V Bass, they'll all go fast. Built by fishermen for fishermen. Lunds feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage. And no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Folks, you know, one of the people I get on here once in a while is fishing guide Matt Leahy, and I had a chance to talk to Matt the other day when I was down at Hayward Bait and Bottle about summer fishing and what we can expect coming up. And Matt, I know you've been out on water quite a bit this spring and going into the summer, but things really change from the spring to the summer.
Yeah, they definitely do. But, you know, I've been fishing the triple flowage a lot, and I'm still finding walleyes shallow. Muskies are finally starting to ramp up, and the fishing's been pretty decent still.
You know, talking about the walleyes, I mean, walleyes up in the weeds where you're finding them?
Yep. You know, you can find them kind of all over out on the flowage. I've been, you know, you can go get them in 25 to 15 feet of water, but you get most of your keepers in shallow in the weeds.
What kind of tips can you give people as far as fishing those weeds to catch the fish out of them? Because I know a lot of people try to avoid getting in the weeds. They keep snagging up on weeds and stuff.
What you do is you work a weed line. You can either throw a beetle spin or a jig, a weedless jig with a leech on it. And that's been a pretty good tactic. I've been throwing crankbaits in the spots that you can throw a crankbait in. And once I catch one walleye on a jig or a beetle spinner crankbait, I anchor up or use spot lock and throw some slip bobbers out with leeches. And it's been a very good tactic for me all spring and summer. And of course, I am out there quite a bit, so I have spots where I just go right to with slip bobbers and you can get quite a few walleyes, usually 1 to 3 keepers out of each spot, and then you just keep moving and find more.
You know, you mentioned a beetle spin, and that's long been a kind of a mainstay for a lot of the guides on the Chippewa Flowage, because it's as simple as it is, it still catches fish, but there is a few things you can do to catch more fish with a beetle spin. It's not just a constant retrieve on it. Sometimes doing a little bit of variant and letting it drop down and contact the weeds, sometimes and ripping it through the weeds actually work.
Oh, definitely. I tell my people to let it sink a little bit and reel steady and slow. And, you know, and once you get a weed, just rip it and then keep going slow. And those fish out there love it. I mean, you can catch bass, northerns. I mean, I see muskies being caught on them, crappies. You know, it's a fun thing to throw and entertaining to throw.
You mentioned the key word there, slow. I mean, way too many people when they're fishing for anything seem to want to have a race with the fish, and they're dragging it way too fast.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a walleye isn't going to usually come up to the surface if you're working a beetle spin fast. You got to keep her down.
And slip bobber, that's another kind of a mainstay too, and that works real good either over deeper structure or shallow around weeds too.
Oh, definitely. It's one of my favorite ways to fish with clients, especially inexperienced clients. I mean, I do it out on grindstone. I do it out on round. It's a great way to fish.
Yeah. You know, and the one thing I'll add on that, too, is there's a time to throw it out there over a key piece of structure and kind of wait for the walleyes to come in. Usually that's that last golden hour in the evening. But otherwise, actually keeping moving that slip bobber and covering all the water from where the bobber landed back to where the boat is, you're covering a lot more water, and you can catch fish sometimes doing that where just leaving it sit doesn't work.
Yeah, definitely. I tend to do that a little bit, and you know, give it a couple minutes in one spot, and you got to recast. And, you know, I watch people just sit there and watch the bobber for 20 minutes straight. Sometimes I'm like, okay, you got to recast there because you know, there's obviously not a fish right there, and if there is, they're not feeding.
Yeah, they're not looking around. Sometimes you got to get it close to the fish and cover rather than wait for the fish to come to you. Crankbaits, you mentioned crankbaits too. What kind of tips can you give people out there for summer walleyes on crankbaits?
You know, I use a lot of scatter wraps, husky jerks, a lot of BX minnows and baits like that. And, you know, they're a great bait to use when you are in a spot with not really thick weeds, and they're a great bait to use early in the morning or in the evening when the bite is really on. And then, you know, once those walleyes are out in river channels or out in the main lake, great way to troll using scatter wraps and other baits like that.
You know, and you mentioned the trolling there, and that's something I think more people need to take time to learn in the summertime, because, you know, I think what it is that if a bait comes zipping past them, they're liable to just snap at it where they may not necessarily be feeding. and you know your activity periods where the bite window is open in summertime is usually pretty short. They're feeding for a very short period of time because there's lots to eat out there. So you're fishing outside of that window a lot of times, and there you can, if you get it close to fish by trolling, is a good option.
Yeah, it's a great reaction bite bait. I love using them. You know, trolling with them is a very effective way. You get your bigger fish also. You usually get your keepers when you're throwing crankbaits.
Yeah, and you know, there's ways of getting this stuff down to the depth you want it to. There's a bunch of different ways to do it. You can troll them on inline weights. You can use what I like to use, a snap weight system. And if you look, there's an app on the you can get for a phone called Precision Trolling that really will help you zero in and get that bait right at the right depth when you want to have it.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be trolling 5 feet down in 20 feet of water for walleyes. So yeah, that's a great way to do it. And there's so many different ways to do it. But what matters is getting that bait down there a few feet within bottom.
You know, and you said a few feet within bottom. On the bottom is not necessarily a good option either, and I see that with people trolling a lot and people with slip bobbers with a lot of different presentations. They want to have that bait right down to almost to the bottom or just a couple inches off the bottom, and usually you're better off being a foot or two too high than you are too low.
Yeah, I always learned when I was growing up, fish look up, and if you have a bait sitting right on bottom and that fish is cruising a foot off bottom, a lot of times they're not going to even look at it. I have people that when we're fishing weeds, you know, you want it above the weeds just a tiny bit, unless the weeds are to the surface and then you just find a pocket. But you know, if you got 5 foot of weeds, 10 feet of water, you want that slip bobber down 4.5 feet and you want it right above him.
They look up all the time, and that goes for every fish out there, actually. Crappies, too. Northern pike fishing, we got a lot of northern pike in a lot of lakes up here, and they're actually encouraging harvest on some of them. And the northerns are really good eating fish, actually.
Yeah, they are. I have a lot of people tell me they like northerns more than walleyes. I've been flaying a lot of northerns for people, especially out on the Chippewa-Flowage, because we're trying to bring down that number of northern pike out there. But great fish to eat, you know, if you don't want to flay them because you don't know how, just go on YouTube and look it up. They're really not that hard.
What's your tips for people on catching pike? Because once you get into the summer, the big pike aren't where the little pike are usually.
Yeah, big pike are out deep usually, and you know, trolling crankbaits is a great way to get those big pike also while you're walleye fishing. I see a lot of pike come in while I'm walleye fishing and trolling with crankbaits. You know, deep weed edges is where I like to go. You know, you can get your quality pike in there. And, you know, throwing spinner baits and all sorts of different kinds of crankbaits is my main way to get them.
And musky fishing, let's talk a little bit about that real quick. I know you mentioned earlier that they're starting to ramp up. They've been actually pretty slow, and it's late, and I think that's just because everything was late on temperatures. It's only been, as we're talking here, the last week or so, we're starting to get summer water temperatures.
Yeah, I guided a few days last week for musky. We had two on. Only on crankbaits, they would not follow a bucktail. The water temp was at 69 to 71 degrees, which is still pretty cold for musky, especially on the Chippewa-Flowage. You know, you'd think it'd be warmer than that, but it wasn't. But I've been seeing the last couple days that I've gone out, I've been getting some really nice follows. We're going to be connecting with some really nice fish here soon, getting some big fish located. And I've gotten a couple muskies, but they nothing to really talk about.
Well, you know, I've noticed, too, that we're starting to see a lot more action on topwater baits now, especially those overcast days and the evenings, because that water temperature is actually getting up there.
Yeah, I threw topwaters for a little bit one day, and I had one follow on one, so that was a good sign. But, yeah, crankbait bite has been good, and I think the bucktail bite is going to get really ramped up here in the next few weeks.
Well, Matt, a lot of good information there from you. A pleasure talking to you here. Anybody looking for information on your guide service, how do they get a hold of you?
My number is 715-558-9174.
You can give Matt a call if you're looking to get out there last minute. And I think there's going to be some last minute people this summer because the amount of forage in the lakes, it seems like when there's a lot of forage, a lot of food, a lot of bug hatches, some more people have trouble catching fish, and that's when they start looking for help.
Yeah, definitely. The fish, go a little dormant sometimes. And, you know, you're right. There's so much food out there. Sometimes it's hard to get a bite for, especially if you're new to a lake and you don't know the lake. Every spot looks good, like when you go out on the triple flowage, you know. And not every spot is good.
You know, and hiring a guide is actually a really good idea, especially if you're new to a lake and learning it. And, you know, they're kind of in tune with what's going on out there. Anyway, thanks a lot for coming on here.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll have even more on your outdoor. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, with our lakes getting up to summer water temperatures and summer patterns starting to show up, on this week's show we're talking trolling for summer walleyes with walleye tournament pro Chase Parsons.
We're talking to Chase Parsons. What advantage is there in trolling versus, you know, just sitting in one spot or moving around with a jig?
Yeah, really. I mean, the key is trolling brings into play the ability to cover water, which is so key because walleyes are here one day, gone the next. I mean, they are never in the same area, especially when it comes to trolling in the summertime when walleyes go out in the middle of the basin and they suspend. They're not relating to anything other than bait fish out there. And literally, it would be impossible day to day to go out there and sit in one spot and catch fish because those open water fish are moving so frequently that you need to be able to cover water. So when it comes to, you know, typically what I'll do when I come to a new body of water is I usually will start with trolling for the simple sake of I can find fish, active fish, faster than other techniques like sitting on a tip of a point and jigging, things like that. And we do a lot of contour trolling too, which is really something that the boat control is real specific with, because on structure, walleyes typically relate to the bottom. And you always need to make sure that you're running your baits close to the bottom when you're trolling in situations like that. But we're able to cover water at 2.2 miles an hour when we're trolling crankbaits versus very slowly looking, you know, on one specific spot, sitting there waiting for fish to come to them. So what trolling allows you to do is basically go find the fish versus wait for the fish to come to you, which sometimes literally never happens all day. But when I go to a new body of water, I'll typically always start with the trolling. And then from there, once I find the fish, it's more of a search technique than anything. Don't get me wrong. Trolling many, many times produces the largest fish. Going back to like the tournament end of things, many, many tournaments are won trolling. And that's typically because you can stay on those bigger fish a lot easier because you're moving with them. But I use trolling as a search technique in that I'll find where the active fish are, and then I'll slow techniques down once I've dropped some waypoints down because of my trolling and go slower. Because sometimes you'll find that when you troll around the tip of a point, you catch one fish trolling. You know there's some active fish there. You've graphed them. But if you go back to the tip of that point then, then sometimes that's when you can slow down and jig them. You can rig them with live bait, things like that, and catch even more fish because you're just sitting on top of a pot of fish. But it's absolutely a search technique for us. We're looking for the active fish and using trolling in pretty much any body of water there is. Cool thing about trolling, too, is a lot of people, if they're on a smaller inland lake, don't feel like, you know, they're typically looking at weed edges, they're typically looking at drop-offs, things like that for walleyes to be focused in on. But in those summer months, those I don't care what body of water you're on. It's not a river system where there's raging current. In the summer, typically the larger walleyes in every system will go out and suspend and fend for themselves. Now, I'm not saying you can't catch a 10-pound walleye on a weed edge in the middle of summer. It's absolutely possible, but a lot of those fish are going out where there's not as much competition to get the bait. They're going out, they're not afraid of predator species because they're bigger fish typically. And trolling is really, when it comes to a situation like that, the best way to catch them. Because suspended fish, there's not as many out there as what you would see relating to structure. So you have to find them. And we can just cover that water, you know, especially in those summer months, you can even kick it up to that 2.5 mile an hour range and really cover a lot of water to find some of the bigger fish. Usually not a lot of bites out there in some bodies of water. Unlike, you know, if you're on Lake Erie, there's tons of them out there, but the small inland lakes, you might not get a lot of bites, but a lot of times they're going to be the bites that you really want.
There's a little bit more to it than just going out and dragging baits around, too. It takes some time and some practice to get effective at it.
Yeah, you know, it really does take some time and practice. The one thing about trolling is whether you're trolling inline spinners with crawlers or crankbaits, all of those techniques. Walleyes can literally be suspended 1 foot down in the water column, down to almost the bottom, whether you're in 30, 40 feet of water, it doesn't matter. So it's real key in situations like that to use your electronics. The electronics are so good nowadays that fish can't get away from you. You can see, especially a suspended fish, it sticks out like a sore thumb on your graph. And then you have to look at, well, if those fish are in 20 feet of water, if a lot of those marks are focused in on that 20 feet of water, what do I need to do with my spinner setup or my crankbait setup to get to that right depth, especially when the water is not real clear? Now, if the water is clear, walleyes will travel. Walleyes always feed in an upward fashion. So where you're marking those fish, you want to run your baits at or above most of those marks. And if it's real clear, you can run them way up. Fish will come up 10, 15 feet, no problem to hit baits. But all crankbaits have dive curves. Some of the smaller shad style baits, if you're not going after giant fish, you know, number 5 flicker shad, for instance, only go down about 9 feet on itself with monofilament lines. So if you want that bait to go down 20 feet, what do you need to do? And that's where it comes in. You got to put some type of weight scenario in there. You can use lead core line to get it down there. You can use snap weights. You can use basically a variety of different methods. But really for trolling in situations like that, that precision trolling guideline for all the different crankbait dive curves is really the Bible for a true troller, because it'll allow you to basically get your baits in the zone and know that you're fishing the right depths versus, I don't know if my bait's 5 feet down or 20 feet down. And that's the key thing. And when it comes to trolling, you know, there's still some people out there that like to do line or arm swipes, things like that. Line counters are so important now. You can get line counters for so cheap now. All you really need to look for is a good drag in a line counter and a counter that works, because I understand that 40 on one line counter may be different than 40 on another line counter, but the only thing that matters with line counters is it allows you to reproduce your own setup. So when you're catching fish at 40 back, it doesn't matter if it's 30 on someone else's, you know 40 is your number. So with your setups, you're running everything at 40. Line counters is just key in that. But yeah, it's always a trick to try to figure out how much line I need to let out, you know, and what types of baits I need to throw out, because there's so many different crankbaits with different actions. You know, you get into the bigger, you know, banana style baits, smelt style baits, those have a much wider action. Those are typically a summertime bait. Some of the shad style baits, don't get me wrong, they work all year long, but then you got to look at what size baits I'm going to use. Okay, because there's anywhere from size 4s in a flicker shad up to a size 9. Drastic difference, huge difference. So, you know, if you're catching a lot of 18-inchers, I wouldn't necessarily recommend you putting a number 9 flicker shad out there. It's awfully big for them.
Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to share this information with our listeners, Chase.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.